الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Corpse of a child Blessings of Salat على النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم The Prophet of Mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم has said For as long as a believer recites Salat, I درود upon me, The angels continue to send blessings upon him. Now it is that person's choice whether he recites more or less. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. A veiled woman who had her child cradled to her chest stood crying in a monastery, ay darbar. A boy approached the woman and sympathetically asked her the reason for her crying. She replied, Son, my husband passed away from this world with the desire to witness the beauty of his son. At that time, this child was in the womb, and up until now, he was the survivor of his father and the principal of my life. He had suddenly fallen ill, so I brought him to this monastery for spiritual cure, but he died on the way. However, I have still presented myself here whilst maintaining great hope, because I know that the saint of this monastery is very close to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and anything is possible via his blessed gaze. But the saint has advised me to observe patience and has gone inside. After saying this, the woman started weeping again. The boy's heart softened and he proclaimed the following merciful words. Your baby is not dead. He is still alive. Look, he is breathing. Without any hesitation, the saddened mother moved the blanket from her child's corpse, and to her amazement she found that he was alive and playing with his hands and feet. At that moment the saint of the monastery came out. Witnessing the baby alive, he understood what had taken place. The saint got his stick and approached the boy and said, You have started revealing the secrets inscribed by the holy pen so early. The boy ran into the direction of the graveyard and the aged saint ran behind him. Upon entering the graveyard, the boy shouted, O people of the graveyard, please help me. When the saint reached the graveyard, he was shocked to see that 300 corpses had come out from their graves and had shielded the boy who was stood with a smile on his moonlit face. The saint looked at the boy with great sorrow and said, Son, I cannot achieve your rank and therefore I surrender myself before you according to your will. My dear Islamic brothers, do you know who that boy was? The boy's name was Abdul Qadir, who later became famous through the title of Ghawsul Azam, Ali Rahmatullahi Al-Akram. And that saint was his maternal grandfather, Sayyiduna Abdullah Somai. Kyun na Qasim ho ke tu ibn Abi Al-Qasim hai? Kyun na Qadir ho ke Mukhtar hai Baba tera? صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد Seven karamat are marvels related to his saintly childhood. My dear Islamic brothers, our Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a wali by birth, and this is evident from a number of karama manifested during his childhood. Number one, when Ghawsul Azam's mother used to say Alhamdulillah after sneezing, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would reply from the womb saying, Yarhamukillah. Number two, Sayyiduna Ghawsul Azam alayhi rahmatullahi al-akram came into this world on Monday, the first of Ramadanul Mubarak at the time of dawn. His lips were moving slowly and he was heard saying, Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number three, on the day of his birth, 1100 boys were born in Jilan Sharif and all of them became saints of Allah. Number 4. Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullahi Al-Akram kept the first fast on the day he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was born. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi did not feed on his mother's milk until sunset. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi kept all the fasts of that month. Number 5. When Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullahi Al-Akram was made to sit with a saint to practice his first recitation of Bismillah, at the age of 5 years, he recited A'udhu and Bismillah and then recited from the first para to the 18th para of the Holy Quran. The saint said, "Son, recite ahead." He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi replied, "This is all what I memorized because my mother also memorized this much. When I was in my mother's womb, my mother would recite up to the 18th para. So I had memorized this much by listening to her." Number 6. Whenever he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi would intend to play, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi would hear a divine voice, "O Abdul Qadir, we have not created you for playing." Number 7. When he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi used to go to the madrasa, a voice would be heard saying, "Give room to Allah's friend." Abawi Mina, Alawi Fasl, Batuli Gulshan, Hasani Pool, Husaini Hai, Mahkana Tera, Sallu Alal Habib, Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad. What is Karamat? I marvel. Dear Islamic brothers, sometimes when thinking about Karama manifested by the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, a person becomes victim to evil whispers by attempting to judge them according to his own intellect and therefore becomes misguided. Remember, a karamat is such an exceptional manifestation which human intellect cannot comprehend, i.e. which cannot be executed by physical means. With the bestowment of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the saints, rahmahumullah ta'ala, get the ability to manifest such wonders. Irhas is the manifestation of a prodigy, a typical into norm through a prophet before the declaration of his prophethood. And if it is manifested after the declaration of prophethood, then it is called mojiza. And if a similar unusual prodigy is manifested by a wali, then it is called karama. It is called ma'unat if exhibited by a mu'min, true believer. If such a wonder happens to be performed by a kafir, i.e. an unbeliever, or an open sinner, then it is termed as istidraj. عقل کو تنقید سے فرصت نہیں عشق پر اعمال کی بنیاد رکھ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد. غوث العظم eliminates epilepsy. Once a man came into the honorable court of Sayyidina غوث العظم علی رحمت اللہ الاکرم and entreated that his wife was suffering from epilepsy. غوث العظم علی رحمت اللہ الاکرم responded, "Whisper in her ear that Sayyiduna Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullah Al-Akram commands that depart from Baghdad." As a result, she was cured in that instant. Epilepsy is a form of jinn. Dear Islamic brothers, Ala Hazrat Imam of Ahl Sunnat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman has said, "Epilepsy is a very dreadful illness which is called Ummus Sibyan, a disease resulting in a wild thrashing movement of the body. If children become victim of it, otherwise it is called Sara, epilepsy. Experiences have proved that if the disease occurs amongst those aged under 25, it is more prone to cure, whereas it will be next to impossible to rid of for those experiencing it at the age of 25 or above. However, it is possible for it to be diminished by the karamat of a wali or an amulet. Epilepsy, in fact, is a mischievous jinn, a Satan who persecutes the human. A prescription to protect children from epilepsy. After a child is born, the delay in giving the azan is often the cause of epilepsy. Whereas having bathed the child, saying the azan and iqamat in the child's ears instantly after the birth will protect him or her from epilepsy for his entire life. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Raza ke saamne ki taab kisme. Falak waar is pe tera zil hai ya ghaus. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. The well of Ghawsul Azam. Once in Baghdad Sharif, the disease of plague broke out and people began to die of it. The people of Baghdad Sharif went to Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullahi al-Akram and requested him for his help. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, advised them to eat the grass of the fields around my madrasa and drink the water from my well. Insha'Allah azza wa jalla, you will be cured of every disease. The grass and the water from the well began to cure the people to such an extent that the plague set off from Baghdad completely and it never broke out again. It is reported in Tabaqatul Kubra that Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullahi al-Akram has said, whoever walked past my madrasa, his torment will be curtailed on the Day of Judgment. May Allah Azza wa Jalla shower his mercy on him and for his sake forgive us without any accountability. Gunahon ke amraz ki bhi dawa ho. Mujhe ab ata ho shifa Ghaus-e-Azam. Marriage procession that drowned. Once Sayyidina Ghaus-ul-Azam Ali Rahmatullah al-Akram was walking along the river bank when he saw an old woman weeping. One of his disciples informed him that the woman had an only child. She had just got him married, but while the marriage procession was returning home, the boat tipped over and sank, drowning the bride and the groom with it. Although it has been 12 years today since that incident occurred, her misery has not reduced. She comes to this river every day and weeps on not finding that procession. Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullahi al-Akram felt sympathetic towards that woman and raised his hands in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. A few moments passed, but nothing occurred. Feeling some concern, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi asked, O Allah Azza wa Jalla, why is there delay? It was said, O my loved one, this delay is not going against destiny and fate. If we had desired, the earth and the sky would have been created with a single order, but due to wisdom, they were created in 6 days. It has been 12 years since the procession drowned. The boat and the passengers are both non-existent. The sea creatures have eaten the flesh of the humans. The constituents of the bodies have been collected and put into the bodies, and now it is time for their arrival. Those words had not yet been concluded when all of a sudden the boat appeared with all of its features, the bride, the groom, and the rest of the wedding procession all soon sailed to the river bank. All the passengers of the boat went home happily after taking well wishes from Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullahi al-Akram. On hearing the marvel A large number of non-believers embraced Islam on the blessed hands of Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullahi Al-Akram.
Nikala hai pehle to doobe huon ko aur ab doobton ko bacha Ghawse Azam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Can a human revive the dead? Dear Islamic brothers, life and death are certainly under the authority of Allah Azza wa Jalla, but if Allah Azza wa Jalla wills to bestow the power of revival to His chosen servants, then this is not difficult for Him to do so. If we admit someone else bringing a dead person back to life by the bestowal of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will not lose our faith. If someone being overpowered by Satan made up his mind that Allah Azza wa Jalla has not granted the ability and power to rise the dead back to life to anybody else, then this ideology and perception is contrary to the teachings of the glorious Qur'an. It has been stated clearly in the Holy Qur'an that Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam cured the sick and revived the dead. It is stated in Surah Ali Imran verse 49 that Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa ubri'u al-akmaha wal abrasa wa uhyi al-mauta bi'idhnillah. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and I heal him who was born blind and the leper, and I revive the dead by Allah's command. Hopefully this evil thought would have perished out because a Muslim has a firm belief about everything that is stated in the Holy Quran and he does not accept anything which is contradictory to it. Allah Azza wa Jalla bestows His chosen servants with supernatural power, and through them He reveals marvels which are beyond our intellect. No doubt the intellect of worldly people cannot comprehend the magnitude of the power of the beloved ones of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Scientist's vision. Albert Einstein has been labeled as the most leading scientist, and he has said, I have seen a galaxy through a radio telescope, which is 20 million light years away from us. Light which travels at a speed of 1,086,000 miles per second will reach there in 20 million years. I would not be able to find out where the border of the universe is even if I live for a million years. But look at the rank of Allah's friends. Sayyiduna Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullahi Al-Akram, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu has declared, Nazartu ila biladillahi jam'an qa khardalatin ala hukmit yasali. The cities of Allah Azza wa Jalla are in my sight just like mustard seed in the palm. My master Allah Hazrat has said humbly in the blessed court of Ghawsi Park, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ هَي سَايَا تُجْ پَر. بول بالا ہے تیرا ذکر ہے اونچا تیرا. صلو علی الحبیب صل اللہ تعالی علی محمد.
Punishment to a heretic murderer. The following is an event which occurred in India a long time after Ghawsul Azam's demise. Listen to it and rejoice. At the time when Ranjit Singh ruled India, there was a so-called Muslim who did not have any belief in the powers of saints of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He fell in love with a married Hindu woman. Once her husband was taking her to her parents' house when lust took over him and he started chasing them on a horse. Soon they came to a deserted place. With the couple on foot and the lover approaching on a horse, in an effort to express outward sympathy, he asked them to sit behind him on the horse, but they refused. The lover began to insist and said, At least permit your wife to sit behind
otherwise the poor lady will get tired. The Hindu man became aware of the man's bad intentions, so he asked him to provide some sort of surety that he would take his wife to her destination without any harm. He replied, "Where could I get you a surety from in this jungle?" The woman replied, "Muslims have great faith in Sayyiduna Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullah Al Akram. Give him as a surety." Even though he did not have faith in Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullah Al Akram, thinking to himself that nothing will be lost if he accepted, he gave his word. As soon as the woman mounted onto the horse, that tyrant cut off her husband's head with his sword and made the horse run as fast as he could. The heartbroken woman was upset and kept turning and looking behind. The lover told her that she would not gain anything by looking behind, as her husband could not come back. The woman replied, "I am looking at the King of Saints." Upon hearing, the lover laughed and said, "The King of Saints died many years ago. How can you see him now?" As soon as he said this, two elderly men appeared, one of whom beheaded the heretic lover. Then they brought the woman and the horse to the place where her husband was lying dead. One of the men picked up the head, put it back onto the shoulders and said, "Get up with the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla." At that very instant, the man came back to life. Following that incident, the elderly men disappeared. The husband and wife rode back home on the horse. The relatives of the murdered lover recognized the horse, so they filed a suit in the court of Ranjit Singh against the couple on the basis that they had the horse and their man was missing, so they most probably murdered him. The couple related the whole incident that took place in the jungle before the court. They said that one of the old men looked like the famous Majzoob Gul Muhammad Shah Sahib. The court summoned Gul Muhammad Shah to attend the court, and when he arrived, he explained the incident word by word to the court. Majzoob is a person who is so much overwhelmed by remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla that he becomes unconscious of his surroundings. Everyone at the court was amazed to hear the thriving marvel of Sayyiduna Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullah Al Akram. The case was dismissed and both of them were set free and were rewarded with many favours and respects by Ranjit Singh. Al Aman keher hai e ghos wo tikha tera, mar ke bhi chain se sota nahi mara tera. Sallu ala al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. 70 times wet dream. A disciple of Sayyiduna Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullahi al-Akram had 70 wet dreams due to a number of different women in a single night. After having the rachal bath in the morning, he went to see his murshid Sayyiduna Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullahi al-Akram to tell him about the incident which took place last night. Before he could utter anything, Sayyiduna Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullahi al-Akram himself said, "Don't worry about the incident of last night. I had a glance at Lohi Mahfuz, i.e. the secured tablet. You were destined to commit fornication with 70 different women. I therefore prayed in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla to change your destiny and save you from those sins. As a result, those incidents relayed in the form of wet dreams. Tere haath mein haath maine diya hai, tere haath hai laaj ya ghaus-e-azam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad." Sayings of Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullah Al Akram. Dear Islamic brothers, from this we learn that we should become the disciple of a Murshid-e-Kamil, i.e. a perfect saint. Afflictions are terminated by the attention of a Murshid, and sometimes severe afflictions are turned into mild ones.
It is narrated in Bahjatul Asrar that the saint of saints, Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullah Al Akram, has said, I have been given a very big register which contains the names of all of my companions and my disciples to come until the day of judgment.
And I have been told that all these people have been handed over to me. He, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, has said, I asked Sayyidina Malik Ali Salam, the gatekeeper of hell, is any of my disciples in the fire of hell? He, Ali Salam, replied, no. Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullah Al Akram further said, I swear by Allah Azza wa Jalla that my helping hands shelters my disciples in the same way as the sky shelters the earth. Even if my disciples are not virtuous, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, I am virtuous, and I swear by the one that created me that I will not leave the court of my Rabb Azza wa Jalla until I make every disciple of mine enter into heaven.
Muridon ko khatra nahi behre gham se ke mere ke hain na khuda Ghawse Azam. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Splendid karamat. Abul Muzaffar Hassan was a merchant who presented himself in the court of Sayyidina Sheikh Hamad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and said to him, Your honor, I am going with a caravan to Syria for trading. Please pray for me. Sayyidina Shaykh Hamad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, Cancel your plans for this trip, for if you go, robbers will take your goods and kill you. Hearing that, the merchant became very upset, and as he returned home, he met Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullah Al Akram, who asked him, Why are you upset? Abul Musaffar explained the whole incident. Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullah Al-Akram replied, Do not worry, travel to Syria. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, all will be fine. Therefore he set off on his journey to Syria and the business turned out to be very profitable. He returned to Halab, i.e. Aleppo, the city of Syria, with a pouch full of 1,000 gold coins. Unfortunately, he misplaced the pouch of coins and in that worry he fell asleep. He saw a very frightening dream in which robbers had attacked the caravan, taken all the goods and also murdered him. He then woke up terrified and saw that there was not any robber of any sort around him. Suddenly he recalled where he had left the pouch of coins. He went there immediately and found them. Unhappily returning to Baghdad Sharif, he wondered whether to first meet Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullah Al Akram or Shaykh Hamad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Coincidentally, on his journey back, he met Sayyidina Shaykh Hamad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who upon seeing him advised, First go and meet Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullah Al Akram, because he is the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He prayed for you 17 times, so Allah Azza wa Jalla changed your destiny from what I had prophesied about. Due to the blessings of Ghawsul Azam's prayers, Allah Azza wa Jalla replaced the incident that would have taken place with you in reality with a dream. The merchant presented himself in the court of Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullah Al Akram. Upon seeing him, Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullah Al Akram informed, Indeed, I prayed for you 17 times. He Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali added, I prayed for you 70 times. For each time, I prayed 17 times.
غرض آقا سے کروں عرض کہ تیری ہے پناہ بندہ مجبور ہے خاطر پہ ہے قبضہ تیرا صلو علی الحبیب Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Saved from torment of the grave. Once an upset young man came to Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullah Al Akram and exclaimed, Your Honor,
Last night I saw my late father in a dream and he told me, Son, I am being tormented in the grave. Go present yourself in the court of Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullahi Al-Akram and ask him to pray for me. Upon hearing, Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullahi Al-Akram asked the young man, Did your father ever walk past my madrasa? He replied, Yes. Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullahi Al-Akram became quiet and the young man returned home. The following day, the young man happily returned and said, O friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla, I saw my late father again in my dream. He was wearing a green gown and was very happy. He told me with the prayer of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, the torment of the grave has been terminated and I have also been granted this green gown. My dear son, remain in servitude to Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullahi Al-Akram. Hearing that, Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullahi Al-Akram said, My Rabb Azza wa Jalla has promised me that the torment of a Muslim who walked past my madrasa will be reduced. Naz'a mein, ghor mein, mizan pe, sare pul pe, na chute haath se daman e maula tera. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Screams and calls of a deceased. Once some people came to Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam Ali Rahmatullahi Al-Akram and said, O friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla, we heard screams from a grave of a cemetery in Babul Azd. Your Honor, please shower your generosity in some way so his punishment is alleviated. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi asked the people, Was he among my disciples? The people replied, We don't know. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi then asked, Did he attend my court? They reveal their lack of knowledge on that. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi asked, Did he ever eat my food? They reveal their lack of knowledge on that too. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi then asked, Did he ever offer salah behind me? And again the people gave the same reply. Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam Ali Rahmatullahi Al-Akram bowed his blessed head and signs of his might and dignity could be witnessed. After a short while, he said, The angels have informed me. He has seen you and he had faith in you. Hence Allah Azza wa Jalla has had mercy on him. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, the screams from the grave terminated thereof. Bad sahi, chor sahi, mujrim o nakara sahi. Ey wo kaisa hi sahi, hai to kareema tera. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Blossoming of Sunnah. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Sunnahs are abundantly learned and taught in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, a global and non-political movement for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request that you spend the whole night in the weekly Sunnah inspiring Ijtima every Thursday in your city, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla with good intentions. With the intention of gaining reward, make it a part of your routine to travel in the Sunnah-inspiring Madani Qafilas with the devotees of Rasul, and to fill out the Madani Inamat booklet every day practicing Fikr Madina, and to submit it to the relevant responsible Islamic brother of your locality within the first 10 days of every Islamic month. Through the blessings of this, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to adopt sunnahs, to have hatred for sins, and to protect your faith. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. In order to reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madani in'amat. And to strive to reform the people of the entire world, we must travel with the Madani Qafilas. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.